I'll go ahead and call this meeting in order for Campo on May 9th here in the community center. Can I have roll call, please?
Chairperson Kimbrough?
Here.
Vice Chairperson Bonkowski?
Here.
Member Ault?
Here.
Member Bagwell?
Here.
Member Erb?
Here.
Member McQuarrie?
Here.
Member Stenfield?
Here.
Ex officio Member Rosenberg?
Here.
Quorum is present.
Everybody's here but Sandra's child tonight. We lost the vote for end on that. All right, so agenda management notes. The chair may take items. I have no change to agenda. Do you, Lucia, no?
No changes, Mr.
Okay,
Chair.
Thanks. Disclosure. Does any member of the board have any disclosures to make on any items on the agenda tonight? Seeing none, move forward. This is a chance for public comment for anybody who would like to make a public comment from the campus tonight, but we do ask that you probably come up when the agenda item comes up. But if you have anything else you'd like to speak to, now is your opportunity. Don't seem to be anxious to come up. So next on the agenda, we have minutes from the April 11th meeting. Do I have any comments or a motion?
I move to approve the minutes of the Carson Area Metropolitan Planning Organization for April 11th, 2018 is presented.
Second
from Lori. Any more discussion? Seeing none, call for the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Any abstentions? Seeing none, unanimous. Thank you. So, public media items for possible action to approve the fiscal year 2019, fiscal year 2020 Unified Planning Work Program.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Lucia Maloney, Transportation Manager. Staff has developed a Unified Planning Work Program for fiscal years 2019 and 2020. The UPWP establishes a budget for proposed CAMPO activities and describes how the federal consolidated planning grant funding will be spent and administered. CAMPO did hold a public hearing at the last meeting and solicited public comment. No public comments were received, though Board Member McQuarrie did have some comments. If you look on page 2 of the staff report, it contains a table that summarizes the changes made from the draft UPWP to the final, which staff are recommending approval of tonight. The minor changes we made were we updated the CAMPO policy board to be correct with the current membership. We did add a note that NDOT needs to approve the ADA transition plan. This is something that we're working with them on, so that was just something we wanted to clarify. And we did add and clarify potential use of consultants for some of our transit planning initiatives. NDOT likes us to be really clear when there's going to be potential use of consultants. So that's what we added there. Action on this item alone represents no budget impact for CAMPO. There's a second item tonight where you're being asked to approve a planning agreement, which does have budgetary impacts. That said, the 2019 fiscal year proposed budget is $382,050, reimbursable at a rate of 95%. The 5% local match is approximately $19,100, and that's split between the CAMPO partners, same as it's been split in the past. So I'm open and available for any questions or discussion you might have.
Go ahead.
Lucia, if you turn to page 38, which is the last page of the planning program document, it has the funding breakdown between the grant money and the local match and the total cost. Is there a reason why, if you go down to the total, that those don't add up across? Never mind.
Vice Chair Bonkowski, you always ask the tough questions. Those should match. If it is okay with you all, if we move to approve the document tonight, I will correct. It's probably a summation error.
Any other questions, staff? Seeing none, anybody from the public want to come forward? Seeing none, bring it back to, do we need to do that math before we make the motion, or we just make the motion? Okay, all right, thanks. Are you going to do it? Thanks.
I move to approve the fiscal year 2019 and fiscal year 2020 Unified Planning Work Program document with the change as discussed on the record.
To table 5.1, right?
Yes, to table 5.1 on the last page of the document.
I have a motion. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Second from Chad. Any more discussion? Seeing none, call for the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carries unanimous.
Thank you.
Item 6B for possible action, to authorize the transportation manager to sign agreement number PR 125-18-804 for commitment to complete the fiscal year 2019 Unified Planning Work Program, UPWP, and to authorize the transportation manager to sign future amendments to this agreement regarding time extensions or a change in the value of funding of up to 20% of the initial funding amount. Lucia.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So as the agenda title indicates, you're being asked to authorize me, the transportation manager, to sign this agreement. Past agreements have been signed by the transportation manager. The past agreement, we also authorized a 20% authorization for future amendments, if you're comfortable with that. I did want to note that the dollar amount that we've received for this first year, so we're only signing for fiscal year 2019, is up to $430,483. However, to be safe, and this is something that's been done in the past, I've reserved roughly 10% of that amount. So the actual UPWP budget, as discussed in the previous agenda item, is $382,000 roughly. So that gives us some buffer with NDOT. And what that does is it allows us to possibly use that money in the second year of the UPWP for some bigger initiatives, and it gives us some more flexibility. So we're not authorizing the full amount that's available tonight, just the $382,050 in the previous agenda item, but the agreement tonight in this item 6B is up to $430,483 and change. I'm not sure if that makes sense, but happy to answer any questions that you might have on that.
Questions, staff?
I do. We changed the policy for authorization of the transportation manager to sign amendments for changes in the value of funding to 10%. So if we were to approve this as written, we would also need to make a policy change to allow for that, just so everybody on the commission is aware. I don't know that I have a preference doing it one way or the other. I just think that one would be, they'd both be required.
So CAMPO policy or Board of Supervisors type policy?
No, it was CAMPO and RTC policy.
Yeah, I remember the discussion. So
we lowered it.
When Patrick left, we changed the policy because we didn't know at that time who the new transportation manager was going to be.
I remember the discussion.
So we changed it from 20% to 10%. We also put on the record at that time that we had never had a single instance of a change in the value of 20%. So it kind of seemed to be a moot point anyway.
So where is that policy on their shelf? Do they just put up, do they have a policy book, or do they, we'll have to find that policy, I guess.
Darren's laughing at us.
He's looking on the shelf for that policy.
We could just do 10%.
I'm comfortable with whatever pleases the board. And again, the 10% would be authorizing 10% of the agreement amount, not necessarily the dollar amount of this fiscal year 2019 UPWP. Just to clarify, but in any case, we're not budgeting the full dollar amount anyway for fiscal year 2019.
Go ahead.
I need some more clarification, if you can, please. This cooperative agreement, you're asking for $430,483, and then you said anything that's expensed that exceeds what's in the plan is actually then going to be our responsibility. So I'm trying to understand why don't they match?
Because I'm not being very clear. I apologize. So this action on 6B authorizes an agreement of up to $430,483. So potentially you could move to authorize me to approve it and any amendments plus or minus 10%. And that's dollars that are coming to CAMPO from NDOT. So it would only be if NDOT changed that dollar amount by more than 10%. That said, all of that NDOT agreement aside, just so you are aware, the budget for this coming fiscal year 19, I've only budgeted $382,000 as part of the work program in item 6A tonight. So we're not going to use all that money in any case.
Okay.
you'll just roll it forward.
That's correct.
Any other questions for clarification? Oh, are you done, Lori, you think? Do you want a second here? I'll give you a second here. Okay, that's fine.
I'm just trying to find my number in the prior plan on 6A that relates into this cooperative agreement. Because I've got a ton of these. Is it the total of them all? So this cooperative agreement is what, if I went to the table on 5.1, this cooperative agreement covers which items? Because I can't get a one-to-one relationship. I'm trying to.
You will not get a one-to-one relationship. Right, okay. And that's a supplemental table that I can provide you after the meeting.
I feel better.
The number on page 38 of the UPWP that Supervisor Bronkowski pointed out, that's an estimated two-year budget, but we only get 1 year at a time from NDOT. Right. So that's our two-year work program. We're estimating at, on page 38 of the UPWP, $708,000, of which this year, as noted in staff report for item 6B, I've budgeted $682,000. And per this agreement, NDOT has authorized up to $430,000.
Okay, that's better.
And I can provide that table for you.
Thank you. And a revised 5.1 when the math is fixed.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Okay, I can live with that.
Did I call the public? No, I didn't. Any public comment on this item? Seeing none, bring it back for a motion.
Got it.
Okay.
Okay. I move to authorize the transportation manager to sign agreement number PR125-18-804 for commitment to complete the fiscal year 19 Unified Planning Work Program and to authorize the transportation manager to sign future amendments to this agreement regarding time extensions or change in the value and funding up to 10% of the initial funding amount.
I have a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Brad said second. Any more discussion? Seeing none, call for the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstention. Pass unanimous. We're up to number 7, internal communications, future agenda items.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. June is looking very light. Staff are working closely with NDOT staff on a couple of agreements. It's unclear whether we'll have those agreements for you in June. It's possible that we may not have any agenda items in June, but I don't want to necessarily cancel the meeting at this time. So if it pleases you all, we can tentatively plan for a meeting next month, but it may be a soft hold at the moment.
So do I still get paid if we don't have a meeting, though?
You get paid the same amount.
Number 8, board comments. Start on the right. No comments.
I do. If you guys are traveling in Douglas County, there's a lot of road work going on right now. Muller Lane is closed until August. State Route 88 is closed, but they're going to be opening it tonight for the new roundabout. There's delays on Kingsbury, and then I have four projects that are going to be starting here fairly soon. One Dump Road, Waterloo Lane, Tillman Lane, and Dresselville Lane. So there's a lot going on in Douglas County right now. So time accordingly if you're traveling that way.
Thanks.
Just a reminder that I won't be at the meeting next month. I'll be in Texas at my son's wedding. So cancel away from my perspective.
We can all go to Texas then. Bring a present. Barbecue.
In Texas?
Yeah. Big barbecue.
To piggyback on what John said, our downtown Curry Street project starts May 15th, which will disrupt downtown traffic for a few months, but will be a very nice project when it's completed. So Curry Street, a 5-block section of Curry Street, will match Curson Street with wider sidewalks, brick accents, going to LED lights instead of the old gas lights, and we're undergrounding the power poles that run down through the middle of the sidewalks.
Wow.
That's a biggie.
Your turn, wife. You have anything to say?
No, he stole my thunder.
Stole your thunder? You guys have to talk before. Jazz. Nope. So, this last chance for public comment. If there's any other items somebody wants to speak to, you certainly may come up.
Good evening. Louis Lam from Nevada DOT. I just thought it might be a good time to make an announcement about a study that NDOT has been planning and sort of making progress on getting started. The staff at Campo are aware of this. It relates to a look at public transportation needs in 5 counties in the northern Nevada region. So you might have heard about this study. And we're getting close to the point with our contracting and agreements so that we might be able to start the study soon. And we hope to, at some point, be able to share some more information with you about that as it's going forward.
What are the 5 counties?
Oh,
that's a test.
I have to pause every time I say, okay, so, of course, Carson, Washoe, Lyon, Churchill, and...
Douglas.
No, okay. Story, I'm sorry.
See, Story. There,
you caught me. Yeah, Story, not Douglas.
Public transportation. Yeah.
This is for...
Parkway, maybe.
We can adjust, but it's for commuting Parkway. Patterns for the Tri-Center.
Yes, I figured, yeah, that one needs it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, we're down to the next meeting is maybe in June 13th. We'll find, we'll notify, make the notices if it does happen. I guess that isn't, is it on there? Oh, there it is. Item 11. Let's make a motion for adjournment.
So moved.
If we're adjourned, what time do I come back? That's 5 minutes. Thank you. Thank you.
Ready on the left, ready on the right. Are we lawyered up? All right. I'd like to call to order this meeting of the Carson City Regional Transportation Commission. Today is Wednesday, May 9th. It is 4:55. Can we have a roll call, please, Kathy?
Chairperson Bonkowski. Vice Chairperson Bagwell. Commissioner Kimbrough. Commissioner McQuarrie. Commissioner Stedfield. Quorum is present.
Thank you. We are now on item 2 of the agenda, agenda management notice. Does anybody have any items that are to be pulled or taken out of order?
No changes, Mr. Chair.
Anybody on the commission? Oh, all right, so the agenda is hereby adopted as published. We're now on agenda item number 3, disclosures. Any member of the RTC board that has any disclosures for the meeting tonight? I see zero. We're now on to item number 4, public comment. Is there any member of the public? There's no member of the public, but if there was, this would be their time to come up for public comment. So we will move on to item 5, approval of the minutes for possible action to approve the minutes of April 11th. And if you would read.
Okay. Mr. Chair, if I may. I'd like to have the technical correction that's been submitted on the note added to the record. If you're ready for a motion, I'll do it. Okay, I move to approve the minutes of April 11, 2018 as corrected.
We have a motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed say nay. Passes unanimously. We're now on item 6, public meeting items. Item 6A for possible action to determine that DNC Construction, Inc. is the lowest responsive and responsible bidder pursuant to NRS Chapter 338 and to award contract number 1718-174, North Carson Street ADA Improvement Project for a base bid of $175,072 plus a 10% contingency amount of up to $17,507.20. For a total not to exceed budget of $192,579.20 to be funded from the RTC fund as provided in the fiscal 18 budget. And who's going to be handling this? Lucia.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This project, if you remember, I believe we've discussed it, is for pedestrian improvements on North Carson Street from John to Bath. We're doing the sidewalk in front of the fish business. Driveways, some ramps, really good ADA improvements, and it's a continuation of our previous efforts for ADA transition within Carson City. This money, the grant money, the community development block grant, CDBG money, is 100% reimbursable. It's a great thing. For this bid, we did have three bidders. We rejected the lowest estimate bid because of a failure to acknowledge an addendum. They were there. There was no rebuttal of that. We did include the letter within the packet. I did want to note this grant, the fiscal impact of this grant is actually impacting a different fund and account than is noted on the staff report per direction from finance. The account fund is the Economic Development Department of the Grant Fund, and this will be the labor and construction accounts. For the record, the account numbers are 275-0620-465.70-40, which is a construction account. Same numbers, .70-70 will be the labor account. And that's just where the grant is housed within finance. I apologize for that typo, but let the record reflect that's where it would be pulled from. So all of that said, staff recommend that you move to determine that VNC Construction is the lowest responsive and responsible bidder and award the contract for number 1718-174 for the North Carson Street ADA Improvement Project. Happy to answer any questions you might have.
Just to clarify the record, there was a total of 4 bids, not 3. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay. And I would just note that the lowest 3 bids, one of which was the one mentioned that was rejected, came in within $16,000 of each other, which is pretty tight considering what we usually get. So we know that that's pretty good indication of the value of the work. And then Fish had requested to do some additional brick work at their own expense. Are they still moving forward with that?
I believe those discussions are ongoing. We're trying, you know, they're trying to come to the table and figure out how to improve that area. So I'm not sure if a decision has been made, but they've been communicating with our staff.
Okay, so just for the public's notice, if they do move forward with this and the public sees some fancy brickwork in front of Fish, the taxpayers are not paying for that. Fish would be paying for it, and so we don't want other businesses to be coming up and asking us to do a bunch of brickwork in front of their businesses as well. That's something that's an add-on to the contract.
That's correct, and that money would be at their expense, separate from the contract we're approving today, and they would need to work directly with the contractor for that work.
Are there additional questions from the commissioners? I see none. Is there any public comment on this item? I also see none, so I'll bring this back to the commission and entertain a motion.
In the motion, did you want us to say the grant fund, right, not the RTC, because it's not fund 250? You want us to indicate 275?
Yes, please.
Right? I move to determine that VNC Construction, Inc. is the lowest responsive and responsible bidder pursuant to NRS Chapter 338 and to award contract number 1718-174 North Carson Street ADA Improvement Project for the base bid of $175,072 plus a 10% contingency amount up to $17,507.20 for a total not to exceed $192,579.20 to be funded from the grant fund 275 as provided in the fiscal year 18 budget.
We have a motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any disapproval say nay. Passes unanimously. We're now on to item 6B for possible action to accept responsibility for the match portion in the amount of $191,776 for the Federal Transit Administration fiscal year 2017, section 5339B discretionary funds awarded for the replacement of two jump around Carson fixed route buses. And Graham, this is yours.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So in August of 2017, the Carson Area Metropolitan Planning Organization, or CAMPO, applied for a grant to fund replacement of two jump-around Carson fixed-route buses. The vehicles to be replaced have exceeded their FTA-defined useful lives and are becoming increasingly costly to maintain. The funding source is the Federal Transit Administration's competitive 5339B program. You may recall announcement of the award was made during the Tiger Grant presentation in downtown Carson City last month. CAMPO offered a match share larger than what is typically required for this type of purchase in order to make the grant application more desirable for selection and award. The 30% local match amounts to $191,776 and will come from the Transit Fund. And sufficient funds exist in this account to cover the match portion of this purchase. On a related note, I'll also mention that the full federal fiscal year 2018 formula-based apportionments have been released. These are non-competitive funds, and CAMPO will receive almost $300,000 more in funding than initially projected. So, with that, I'll answer any questions you may have.
Graham, these buses will be ordered under an existing purchase order that we approved maybe now 2 years ago?
That's correct.
Okay. Any questions from the commission?
I'm assuming they'll have, like, bike racks on the front like most of the other ones do.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Are these standard-sized buses or the smaller ones that I see? And then are they, what kind of fuel are they?
These are the large rear-engine white buses, white-colored buses that you see driving around. They're fixed route, and they are diesel-fueled.
Additional questions? Any public comment on this item? Seeing none, I will bring this back to the commission and entertain a motion.
Move to accept responsibility for the match portion in the amount of $191,776 for the Federal Transit Administration fiscal year 2017, section 5339B, discretionary funds awarded for the replacement of two jump around Carson fixed route buses.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed say nay. Passes unanimously, and we are now on to our last, nope, not an action item. It's for information only. Item 6C on the agenda, information on actionable items of identified improvements to be to the jump around Carson transit system resulting from the Jack Transit survey. This is also you, Graham.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair. So building on the results of the Jack Transit rider survey conducted last fall, a set of actionable items have been identified that will help guide future improvements to the Jack Transit system in the near term. The three identified actionable items are procurement and utilization of electronic fare payment options, extension of Route 3 to Topsy Lane, and clarification of protocols for better utilization of the Jack website and mobile app for the purpose of communicating loss in service and other important information to riders. Also on the horizon is a non-rider survey, which will likely produce a separate list of actionable items. So preliminary research has been done towards procuring an electronic fare payment system, and a summary of the options and an analysis of each will be brought back to the RTC for consideration at a future meeting. And while there were other system improvements more desirable to the riding public, the most economical request was extension of Route 3 to Topsy Lane. However, making this service adjustment will cause a number of other factors to come into play, such as route timing, extension of the required three-quarter mile ADA service zone, paratransit capacity constraints, and other operational considerations. And it is recommended that this item be completed in coordination with the design and construction of the South Carson Street Complete Streets project, since it will also impact Route 3. And finally, better utilization of existing resources to more effectively and efficiently communicate system information to riders will require limited resources and only changes to internal processes. So this is projected for rollout within the next couple of months. Any potential future fiscal impacts resulting from any of these items will be brought back to the RTC for review prior to implementation. So that concludes my comments, but I'd appreciate any input from members of the commission. Thank you.
Graham, would the protocols need to be looked at the same time the electronic fare payment options would be looked at? I would assume that they're kind of intertwined.
In this case, they would not be, so it would be a separate set of protocols.
So the electronic fare systems that we'd be looking at would not go through the website, or they would go through the website, but it wouldn't be a new protocol?
Correct. It would be a separate link that people could sign on to and pay with credit card online if they wanted to buy tickets that way. But it would be a separate system, separate protocol.
So one of the potential options would be that they could do a single fare with an electronic debit card or credit card, or they could purchase a month pass?
Correct.
Okay, great. Any additional questions from the commissioners?
No, just to thank you. Good job. Nice work. And moving forward faster than I figured you would, actually. That's pretty good.
Additional comments or questions? Right. This was an informational item only. I would ask the commissioners, if you do think of questions or input, please send it to Graham so that he has that to work off of.
Sure.
Okay, I did. I forgot public comment on the information item. So any of the non-existent public, if you'd like to come up and speak to this issue, you can do that now. There you go. We do need to follow the rules. Dan's over there sleeping on me. All right, we're now on item 7, internal communications and administrative matters, non-action items. Item 7A, transportation manager's report. Lucia.
Not a lot right now. I'm still getting my feedback. I appreciate everyone's patience while I was out these past couple of months. We did, if you remember, put out our first, what we're calling the first edition of our transportation e-news back in February. We're going to try to make that quarterly. It was really well received, so you can expect the second edition, if you will, probably the first week in June. So we're looking forward to that. And if you have any additional questions on anything that's going on, you can always contact me and discuss. We appreciate it.
Any questions? All right. Moving on to 7B, street operation activity report.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just a couple items I wanted to point out on the street operations report. We do our crack sealing in the winter when it's the coldest and those cracks are the widest. So you did see some crack sealing going on. And, of course, if you remember, this report is a couple months delayed. So there's that. There was also a note down in the grading section, that fourth table, regarding removal of a bunch of yards of sediment from the Gonai tank. We had a lot of sediment in the line up there, and we had temporarily stored it up at the Gonai tank. And then we moved it over to the landfill where it's supposed to go. So that was that note there if you had any questions on that. But otherwise, everything's going really well, and our crews are doing a great job.
Questions? Seeing none. Item 7C, product status report.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'll kind of go through this quickly. We're getting ready to get those micro seals from last summer. They're expected to get going again in the next week or two. We just want to make sure it was warm enough. So those, we'll take care of those and get them out of your packet. The Carson City Freeway multi-use path, this is on Airport Road. Board Member McQuarrie had made a comment on potentially resealing due to some areas that were a little questionable, if you will. And so we have that on the list, and we're going to get that improved. So that's the same crew that's coming out for the slurry seals are coming out to do that as well. So all that work is lined up. Moving forward a couple of pages, I did want to make a comment on Sierra Vista Lane reconstruction project. That's underway if you've driven out there. I haven't gotten a lot of calls or complaints from the public. As far as I've heard, it's going really well. And completion is anticipated for late May. The Silver Sage Drive reconstruction project, we are expecting construction in mid-late summer. We have the design completed and sent to NDOT. We're just waiting on a notice to proceed to go to bid. So when we do go to bid, that contract will come to you for approval, likely in July, it's looking like. Moving forward in the packet, the Fairview Drive reconstruction project on page 13. We are adding this project to the Transportation Improvement Program. We do have a public comment period for that TIP amendment open right now. That should close. We haven't received any comments yet on that document and that comment period. But we're coordinating work with the South Carson Street project for that one to go forward in summer of 2019. If you flip over the page to page 14, the Fairview Drive Preservation Project, this is essentially some slurry sealing on Fairview Drive from Roop Street out east to Highway 50. There's also some minor improvements at the intersection of Buddeye and Fairview to widen and really streamline that left turn lane there. So construction is anticipated in May in 2018. And if you remember, this preservation project is local funding. It's those local transportation dollars. The Kings Canyon Reconstruction Project, this was the recently awarded FLAP grant. We do have a grant scoping site visit scheduled for May 14th. I believe it's on the 15th, actually, is the scoping site visit with the Federal Highway Administration. So that's moving forward. And, of course, when we get the final project estimate, that will come to you for approval. And that's all the comments I have on these projects. If you have any questions, happy to take them.
Any questions? Go ahead, Jess.
Thanks, Lucia. On the bike path, there's various types of slurry seal, and I would just like to request that they have the finer sort on the bike path, so it's not real rough like you sometimes get on the roads. And I don't know whether that's a different type per se, or they just pay attention to what the heck they're doing when they put it down and don't get it all overlapped. Because you really notice it on a bicycle. So.
I appreciate that comment. I'll pass it on.
And then I also have a question on the Kings Canyon reconstruction. Are the feds going to take over design of that once you've done your scoping?
I would like to say no, but they do have a big say in when we're scoping those projects. But they are working closely. The city's project manager is Dirk Goring. So he's participating in that scoping meeting and really talking with him. We're also including Rob Fellows. There's a lot of drainage improvements and work that's going up there with some, in tandem, some FEMA dollars, excuse me. So we're really keeping all these divisions representatives included to make sure we're taking a holistic approach.
Yeah, I commend you for that, because my experience of working with them means things move slower than what's usual for the feds, and you tend to lose control. So the more local control you can keep over that and have it designed in-house in Carson City, I think the better off the city is going to be.
Thank you.
Additional questions or comments? Go ahead, Mark.
I'm going to ask just a question. On Kings Canyon, they're going to put the bike lanes, which I totally support all that, but Kings Canyon has a slope to ride a bike up that makes it kind of at least intermediate level before you ride up that. And my lung capacity isn't the same as it used to be. So I was curious, do they even have a spec in my history with bikes I haven't seen, maybe Chaz has, for slope, for putting a bike lane in so people assume they got a place to go ride that really they're going to go walk for a lot of people, actually. Do they have a spec, Chaz, or have you ever heard of that?
As far as I'm aware, there's no grade limitations for a bike lane because it's just on a road, whatever grade the road is. If you were building a separate path, yes, there would be guidelines and limitations, but not if you're just widening the road.
This might be a sign of lungs or something at the bottom. You need big ones to get up the top of that.
Any additional comments or questions?
So it's not like skiing where they call it diamond and right. That's what you need, a black diamond on Kings.
I think it's more of a blue circle.
Oh, that's your juice.
We just went to Virginia City this weekend, so my legs are still hurting. Back to business. Any additional questions or comments on the project status report? Seeing none, we'll move on to future agenda items.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. As I noted at the CAMPO meeting earlier this afternoon, evening, the agenda is looking really light for June. There are possibly a couple items that may shape up, but if it turns out that there's only one action item that perhaps could be pushed to July, I may not drag everyone in here for that one item. However, that said, I'm not ready to completely cancel the meeting yet, so for now, if we could pencil in the June meeting, I'd appreciate it.
Great. Thank you. We're now on to agenda item 8, board comments. We will start down here with Greg. Any comments?
No.
All right. That was easy.
Or nope.
Public comment. Final public comment. Ann, you want to come up and give some public comment?
I will.
You just want to receive. You just want to receive, right? All right. Item 10 on the agenda. Next meeting, as we just heard, tentatively scheduled after the CAMPO meeting on Wednesday, June 13th, as long as we don't cancel it due to lack of things to do. We are now on to agenda item 11, possible adjournment.
Adjourn.
We're adjourned. Thank you all for participating.